legislation that you've been very connected to and very involved with getting through, having to do with the NRC, the Natural Resources Commission. It's our first time really to talk since this has gone through and signed into law by the governor. I guess thoughts, reactions now that now it goes into law and the next thing. So what were some of your reactions, first of all, to see the support and how quickly this moved through?
Well, the support rallied because the sportsmen and the user groups out there that could see what was unfolding with the folks that were anti, they realized that they better come together. And this is one issue that really surprised me, Walt, as far as the support, because it really came together. I mean, we had the Sportsmen's Alliance in the Upper Peninsula working with MUCC downstate. We had Safari Club International. We had the NRA. We had Farm Bureau. Traditionally, there's been some rifts between those groups at times, and yet they all pull together, rock solid on this one, and the results really are in the legislation. It was a team effort that I never dreamt would be this hard, and yet this one really turned out to be a tough battle.
Well, it's interesting when we look at it in terms of a piece of legislation or sort of an idea. It kind of moved fairly quickly through, but you were able to get your colleagues and several from the other side of the aisle to come on board with this, and across chambers as well, that there was a pretty strong response. And how did you communicate the importance of this to your colleagues that are from basically the other side of the state, like in Southeast Michigan or in Grand Rapids or something, that they would understand the magnitude of it?
Well, ironically, what I did use, I did do a floor speech on it, and I did cite the idea that my staff and I went down to Detroit, and we rode from 8 in the morning till 7 at night on buses in Detroit, because we had been told by some of my colleagues down there the problems they were having, and they were asking for help. And I chair transportation, so we thought it'd be important for us to go see the problem for ourselves and really, you know, get to understand it. And we did, Walt, and by the end of that problem, we did form kind of a bipartisan team, and we actually got something done. That was, the RTA was done, the Transit Authority was done, something they tried for 30 years. We were the 24th attempt in 30 years, and we got it done. I think because I went down there, we looked at the problem, we formed a bipartisan effort, and we got it done. So I suggested that on the floor because I really felt like the folks downstate, nobody had gone to talk to any of the people in the UP that were living under this. Other than if there was an anti-person, someone that didn't want the hunt, they would make sure to quote them, but they really didn't go talk to the citizens and ask, you know, what's going on in Ironwood with wolves coming right into town. And I think after that message on the floor, I know four of my colleagues changed their vote and came with us. And then I think what really slam dunked it, Walt, over in the House, and I wish the people in UP could watch this, because you had Ed McBroom from the 108th District, you had John Keula from the 109th, and you had Scott Dianda from the 110th, and the three of them were rock solid in committee back and forth with testimony for 3 hours of testimony. All, you know, they went in the morning and at night. Nobody got past those three, and at the end, they were successful in bringing quite a few of the Democrats over with us on the House side, and that's where all the bipartisanship came from. The UP legislators in this case were rock solid, and it was fun to watch.
We're speaking with State Senator Tom Casperson this morning, and Tom, you kind of mentioned it right there. I did want to go into the direction that you said. You chair transportation. Transportation issues are kind of the hot-button topics now out of Lansing, especially with some of the ideas the governor's putting on the table, some of the Republican lawmakers not siding with the Republican governor in this particular matter as the person involved in the committee level. What are we going to see here concerning transportation across the state? Because we know the roads are certainly something that needs attention. What are we going to see here in the near future?
I think you're going to see a couple things. More conversation now about general fund, because you're seeing the uptick in the general fund budget, which is all good news, Walt, and kind of a reward, I guess, for the hard labors of the past 2.5 years with making tough decisions, getting the states squared away. Now we're seeing results from that, which is good. But that doesn't solve the whole problem, and so you're going to have some conversations on the general fund and how that plays out in transportation. And I think we're having a very serious conversation now about the 6% sales tax on gasoline, which really has been the driver to cause this problem. Because it's not that there's a lack of tax on gasoline. The problem is where it's spent.
Now, the other thing you touch into there is that, you know, with these surpluses and these bits of money and more money coming in, they could be a political quick fix, but they're really not going to solve the problem. So you're really looking much deeper and beyond something like that, correct?
Absolutely, and that's why I mention it, but I also preface it by saying we're also talking about the 6% sales tax and dealing with that issue, because the sales tax, or the general fund, and the extra money that's there right now, and I say extra meaning that we've had a surplus comparably speaking to last year, if we just simply take that and throw it towards transportation, there it solves the problem. It doesn't. That's a one-time fix, possibly for this year, but it's certainly on the table to get things up and running. We'd like to see the construction season get going here, and I know there's plenty of projects, but we certainly have a lack of funding for those, a lot of the projects, so we can get those up and running, get guys back to work here, and really have a good construction season this year with some instant help from the trust fund, or not the trust fund, but the general fund. But the 6% sales tax, I think now more and more people are talking about a serious solution, and if we can do that, that will fix our transportation issue for the long haul and put us on a pretty good path in the state of Michigan.
State Senator Tom Casperson with us this morning. Tom, as we wrap up with you, just other bits that you may be certainly looking into and working on here over the next couple of months or so.
Well, you know, transportation issues are going to take a lot of the focus right now with the chairmanship there, but we're also with natural resources staying with that. There's a bill right now that's running through, we're going to be probably taking it up this week, on wetlands, which has been a very contentious issue through the whole time I've been in the legislature. And we're trying to get the wetlands taken care of so that Michigan retains the wetlands through the DEQ and not give it back to the feds. So we're working on that right now. Senator Green is sponsoring the bill. We're trying to make sure, and one of the goals I've got is that we don't allow the DEQ to take off and have more stringent standards than the feds. We're trying to get it so that we're complying with the feds, but we're not going to go crazy with more stuff beyond that, and it's kind of a fine line and quite a balance, but that you're going to hear more and more about that in the next few weeks.
State Senator Tom Casperson joining us this morning for a legislative update. Tom, we appreciate your time this morning, and have a good week.
Thanks, Walt. Thanks for having me.